It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Every year at Evergreen State College in Olympia, students, faculty, and staff of color leave the campus for a day of absence. They spend the day away working on ideas for making the campus a more equitable place. Last year, the organizers suggested that white students and faculty stay off campus for a change. An Evergreen biology professor who's white objected to that. He called it a show of force and an act of oppression. And many students objected back at him in protest.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, these racist teachers have got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these racist teachers have got to go.
Students used furniture to barricade the school's library door. And when the story went national, Evergreen got threats, and they shut down the campus for 3 days. Now the school has sanctioned 80 students for breaking Evergreen's code of conduct. Reporter Chris Quintana has been covering the campus culture wars for the Chronicle of Higher Education, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. 80,
yeah, my pleasure.
80 students at Evergreen got formal warnings or probation or community service or even suspension. How unusual is that for a school to discipline students over protests?
You know, we don't see a whole lot of that. And I think part of the reason is you don't want to appear as though you're clamping down on a student's right to free speech, you know, whether a private or a public university, that is very important to the academic mission. And so for this to actually have happened is a bit unusual.
Those protests at Evergreen were national news. There was a New York Times headline that said the campus was under siege. Why did a college of 4,000 students in Olympia, Washington, get so much national attention?
Well, you know, there are a lot of factors here. I mean, part of it is, you know, the professor at the center of this, Brett, and his wife, Heather, you know, actively tried to get the word out. You know, there was a column in the Wall Street Journal. They appeared on Fox News. So, I mean, that certainly is a part of it. But I think
there was a cell phone video as well.
Right, right. I think there's also something about the narrative at Evergreen that plays into what a lot of people suspect or think about college campuses, that students are entitled and want a safe space and want things to be catered to them in a very specific way. And Evergreen could be an example of that.
Yeah, and Evergreen was not the only school with protests last year.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe, as you say, maybe the campus is kind of an ideal place for some people to have this debate. What are other campuses and states, what are they doing about their protests?
You know, I think they try to handle them as best they can, although it's really hard to tell with these sort of things. I mean, if you look at UC Berkeley, right, what started as a peaceful protest of Milo Yiannopoulos in February kind of devolved into violence rather unexpectedly. And you know, the university has since really upped its police presence at events, you know, that were to feature Ann Coulter or Milo Yiannopoulos recently again. So, I mean, that's one way of addressing it, but, you know, that's also a concern of cost. It's expensive to have officers. It's also a question of, do you militarize the campus? There aren't easy answers here.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Milo Yiannopoulos and Ann Coulter. These right-wing provocateurs, they seem to be targeting liberal arts colleges because they're supposed to be a marketplace of ideas, but they're also dominated by passionate young liberals. You said you used the word entitled, right? This is strategic provoking, isn't it?
I think, and you know, Milo Yiannopoulos has made it clear. He has said that you know, he's interested in speaking at universities to address the, you know, the left, to break that narrative. He talked about in heading to UC Berkeley about shattering echo chambers and ending political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, these things have started at the university. So in that way, you could say that they are focused, yes.
And at Evergreen, it wasn't just students and, you know, a right-wing speaker. There were we had the dynamics with the biology professor and the day of absence, but also outside groups coming in and changing the dynamics. Is that a trend,
yeah,
that outside groups participate?
Yeah, that's an increasing trend, and it's not only, you know, it's not only outside groups actually coming to campus. There's a huge amount of interest in Evergreen State online. I have a search term that I regularly check on Evergreen State, and you just have a lot of people who are really interested in the college and talking about it online. And you know, even the school's Reddit page was briefly overrun with people from the internet who were posting about how this school was a loss or what was going on here. You know, it's the interest. When people start getting interested from the outside, it kind of changes the tone a little bit. That's when you get things like threats that close down the campus.
And what's new this year? Here it's a new school year. What are you seeing so far?
You know, that's still to be decided in a lot of ways. But you know, so far we've obviously had Milo Yiannopoulos. He's going to be going around. We continue to see professors kind of at the center of these controversies. You know, whether it's a recent example of a professor who tweeted about cops dying at John Jay College, and that attracted a lot of attention in New York. So I think that's kind of what we're going to be seeing more of this year as well. These controversies start a lot of the time online, and that would be a good place to watch for them.
Finally, Chris, the bigger picture, how long do you think these campus protests will go on at this level in this way? How do you see this playing out?
You know, that's a good question. I was trying to, that's something I talk with my colleagues a lot about, is kind of like, when does this fever die down? And, you know, it's really hard to say. I would say at least through the current fall semester, potentially into the spring semester. It also depends on kind of, I think, you know, given the current political atmosphere, I think that's that plays into it as well. And if that doesn't go away for another 4 or 8 years, I mean, we might be seeing a lot of this.
Chris Quintana has been covering the campus culture wars, free speech on college campuses for the Chronicle of Higher Education. So he's looking from a national level at schools like Evergreen and University of Washington, Berkeley, and more. Chris, good to talk with you. Thank you for this.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You have a good day now.
It's KUOW's The Record.